Kerwin. We're coming to you from Laurentian University this afternoon, and it's an open show, so I've been fielding questions that have been sent in by email. Just received one from a young person who is in secondary school, trying to decide which university to go to and what kind of future he's going to have. And this person was saying that he really doesn't have much confidence in staying in Sudbury. He feels that the opportunities for growth, the opportunities for a career in Sudbury just don't seem to be as promising as other places in the province or even in the country. He's got a typical concern that many young people have. I'm not going to minimize the concern. It's something that everybody has to go through. But it reminds me of, you know, my experiences as a classroom teacher and the things I enjoy talking to young boys and girls about when I get into the schools about their futures. And I recall one day I met a young boy who was living in a particular part of Sudbury, and his complaint was that Sudbury was a terrible place to grow up. He couldn't wait to move away from this dump, according to the way he called it, and live in southern Ontario, where everything is big and modern and life is wonderful in a big city. I sat down with the young lad and told him that I understood how he felt, and I told him that what he was feeling is quite normal, and even adults often think that things would be better in other circumstances, that their life would be better if things changed. We're always looking for better jobs, better houses, better places to vacation, better friends. And a lot of people do think that Sudbury is a dump and not a place where they want to spend the rest of their life. Then I told them a little story called The Golden Windows. I'd like to share it with you now in the time we have left. There was once a young boy living on a farm, which seemed like it was so far away from everywhere. He needed to get up before sunrise every morning to start his chores and then go out later again that evening to do the evening ones. During sunrise, he would take a break and climb up on the fence so in the distance he could see the house with the golden windows. He thought how great it would be to live there, and his mind would wander. He imagined the wonderful equipment and appliances that must exist in that house. If they can afford golden windows, then they must have other nice things too, he thought. He promised himself that someday he would go there and see this wonderful place for himself. Then one morning his father told him to stay home, and his father would do the chores. Knowing that this was his chance, he packed a sandwich and headed across the field towards the house with the golden windows. As the afternoon went on, he began to realize how he misjudged the distance. But something else was also very wrong. As he approached the house, he saw no golden windows, but instead a place with a broken-down fence. He went to the tattered screen door and knocked, and a boy very close to his own age opened the door. He asked him if he had seen the house with the golden windows. The boy said, "Sure, I know," and he invited him to sit on the porch. As he sat there, he looked back from where he just came, where the sunset turned the windows on his own home to gold. And so I said to the young boy I was speaking to that day, and I say to all of my listeners, regardless of your age or personal circumstance, what appears in life to be golden is sometimes just an illusion. You may not realize it, but there are a lot of things about living in the Sudbury area that people in other places would love. To them, you are the lucky ones. You have everything they are looking for. All you have to do is look at the things the right way. In the story, the first boy saw the sun reflecting on the distant windows each morning. To him, that was the place where all the riches lie. To the other boy, who saw the sun reflecting on the first boy's windows as the sun set in the evening, that was where the riches must surely lie. It's all a matter of perception. I told the young boy that he will soon have his chance to discover for himself what lies outside this region. However, All I asked of him was that every once in a while he would look back to where he was coming from and see the golden windows that we have right here in his old hometown of Sudbury. It's an important story for young people. And it's an important story to share with people who are at an age where they have to make a decision about what they want to do with their life. They're going to want to go away. I used to tell a lot of high school students I talked to that if I spoke to a class in Barrie, the people in Barrie, all the kids in Barrie would say that Barrie was a dump and they wanted to go to Toronto or they wanted to go to London or they wanted to go up to Sudbury. If I spoke to people in Windsor, they would say that Windsor was a dump growing up. They wanted to get away. Everybody wants to get away because everybody sees the golden windows in other areas and other places. You just have to remember that riches are just a matter of perception and beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. We have a lot of good things right here in Sudbury. We may not have all of the opportunities and you may have to move away for a while. But talk to the people who have come back. Talk to people who have gone away, looked back, saw the gold windows back here and realized that what they had was pretty spectacular to begin with. If you go away, just keep looking back. That's the message. You're listening to the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. This is your host, Bob Kerwin.
Young girl, get out of my mind.